We, for the third time, I think we've come out hard defensively this year, and that's really a good sign because it's hard to get teams to come out with the intensity level necessary that you need all year sometimes in an early game. But I think we respected New Hampshire, and you know, they were willing to play hard against us, which really helps us, you know, for the future. And hopefully we can continue to do that. You know, we were able to work on some things tonight, different combinations, get some guys experience in the zone, which we haven't been able to, we hadn't done it so far. So it was good to get some looks the last 12 minutes versus the zone. So, you know, we're a work in progress. We're getting, you know, to be a good basketball team. And as people get healthy, I think, you know, we have a chance to be good. But there's still a lot of work to be done. Jinsoo Kim could have played tonight if, you know, we got in foul trouble or whatever. And, you know, unless something happens in practice the next couple of days, we should be, you know, a little stronger, able to come off the bench a little more. Steve Goins will, you know, he's practiced the last few days, and he will be able to play, you know, over in Hawaii. So that gives us a little more depth than we've been playing with the last couple of games.
Gary, you think this team is where you want it to be heading into these three straight games in Hawaii?
Well, I don't judge, you know, the margins, you know, the scores, anything like that. I just try to get us to play at a certain level. You know, a lot of times as a coach, I work harder in these games than I do some of those games later on, because when you're functioning on all cylinders and you're a good team, you usually do a lot of the right things. Now, we're, you know, especially with a couple freshmen out there, a lot of the time you're trying to teach as you go in these games. And, you know, you work hard to try to get the team to the level we're going to have to be next week. So where we are right now, it's hard to say, you know, but we'll find out pretty quick.
Gary, talk a little bit about Landon Milburn's success tonight offensively.
Well, that's his game. You know, he can score inside, he can score outside. And, you know, you can label him at whatever number you want, but he's a guy that can make jump shots and he can score inside, whatever that is. I don't have a number for that. Okay, but he's just a good player.
You said that, you know, you guys don't want to always have to rely on the transition to get you guys points. Can you talk about how that really helped you guys get off to a fast start from those transition buckets?
Oh, you take them. I mean, if they're going to give you layups, you take them. And you have to work hard to get that. You have to run the court and you have to handle the ball. You know, in an 80-point game, we only had 10 turnovers, and I think we only had 5 at halftime. So we're a good ball-handling team. We have to keep it. You know, you have to keep working at it to maintain that. But I'll take the points whatever way they can. It's just this time of year you're trying to work on some things. In other words, you don't want the players just to think that we'll get transition all the time, because it's not always there. So you have to be a good half-court offensive team, and that's what we're trying to work on tonight.
Gary, what have you learned?
Learned a lot. You know, we play the same three teams that most teams play in the country. You know, that's the way it goes. And you get into a good tournament, just like other teams do, and that's what we've done. We know that we compete hard. We know that we're unselfish, and we have a good team unity right now that, you know, will help us in tough games.
Yeah, Gary, it seemed that Gravis didn't try to force things tonight the way he did a couple of games. Are you happy with the way he's playing? And you feel
I mean, it's this year is a different situation for him. He's gotten a lot of national attention. I'm sure he felt last year he didn't get as much attention as he should have, and so he's in a different point as a basketball player, and he'll respond to it. You know, the one thing about Graves is he's a great competitor, and he's passing up a couple things that are pretty good looks that he should be taking, but he'll see that on tape, and you know, we'll be able to work on that. But you know, his ability with the ball, it's special. You know, you don't get many guys his size that can see the court like he does, and obviously that helps your offense considerably, and it helps the other guys. You know, it makes everybody knows that if they're open, they'll get the ball, and you know, that is contagious. And our other guys, Sean Mosley had 10 assists tonight, so that's very important to us.
Gary, yeah, with Landon, with what he can do inside and outside, do you feel that you can win all those matchups with teams?
Well, you'd like to think you can go outside, but there's a lot of players in our league that, you know, Singler comes to mind, for instance, that plays the same way. So, but it does give us, you know, it does give the other team some matchup problems at times because they're not quite sure who to put on them. But you get into league play and all that stuff gets even, you know, because you're scouted so heavily, you know, just like we scout everybody else.
One or two more.
Eric Hayes' performance tonight, going 3-for-4 from beyond the arc, and what his shooting is going to mean to this team?
Eric just, he just shows up and he plays like Eric Hayes, you know, that's the best way I can describe him. He, you know, 4-for-5, 3-for-4, 4-for-4 from the free throw line, that's about the calmest 15 I've ever seen, you know, he's just... He just goes out there and plays, you know, and it's great to have a combination of players in the same way with personalities. We have all kinds of personalities on this team, and that's good for a team to be like that.
Okay, folks, thank you. That's a career high points for Milburn, by the way, and Mosley's first double-double.